Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, come here. It's time for preparing for battle with Oz. No ear tickling here, just what we need to prepare for the battle.
¡Miren! ¡Miren! ¡Allá! ¡Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Well, good evening, everyone. Roz hasn't called in yet, so we'll just have to cool our jets until she calls in. I see we've got one guest in the chat room. How are you doing this evening? And I'm not exactly sure what Roz wants to rant about tonight. She just called and said, set up a show. So I did. No. I know she's going to call because I just talked to her for a few minutes ago. So let me see if I can text her. Now, I hope the intro sounds better over the internet than it does on my little cell phone. Oh, now I'm all by myself. Okay, let's play the intro again.
Hey, come here. It's time for preparing for battle with Oz. No ear tickling here, just what we need to prepare for the battle.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
And yes, indeed, there is a storm coming. I listened today to last night's Hangman report with Steve Quayle, and he had some very disturbing information. I guess the powers that be have their plans all laid, and they're sharing them with the ones who have to call them out. We'll just have to see if Father lets them carry through with it. But I strongly suggest everyone go over to stevequayle.com and listen to that show from yesterday. It still amazes me, even though I know in my head that it's a spiritual war, the depths of the evil of some people. They have quite a bit of nastiness planned for the Christians and the gun owners, that's for sure, and anyone who speaks out. So, quite disturbing. I had to do a lot of praying on that today to get my flesh back under control. I was a little scared. So, even when you do listen to that show, I advise you strongly to pray real hard first and be in the spirit. Well, I did text Ross. Huh? There she is. Hi, Ross.
Oh, hello, Dorothy, and I apologize for being a few minutes late there.
Okay, I was just talking to myself. There's not even anyone in the chat room anymore.
So
I was just
in the chat room.
Myself. So, there was a guest, but they logged out, so.
Oh, that's all right.
So let me do the promotion thing. Yeah, that's all. There we go. I'm sure they'll download because I have noticed that we get a lot of downloads. So what did you want to rant about?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just talk about what's been going on lately. You and I were talking about the Hagman report earlier. What's there to report on that?
Oh, my goodness, I was sharing a little bit about that. I definitely people need to be prayed up before they listen to that one. The powers that be have laid their plans, and they're sharing them with the people that need to carry them out, which would be the military. And some of the military have been, you know, the Christians who are part of the military have been really troubled with what they're hearing and what they're expected to do. I guess it's going to come in the form of gun control, you know, taking the guns away from the gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
And that red and blue list that Steve talks about all the time.
Right.
You know, they're not so much interested in taking your guns as getting rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that nice? And they already know all about you because they've been data mining.
Right.
So, and I get Greg Evenson was on with him, so.
Right, right. And we've had Greg Evenson on the show before.
Right. And so you were getting it double barrels, you know, how both of them are, they have different contacts, but they get the same information. So it was like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had to pray my flesh down, really. I was getting scared. Well, you called me when I just started listening to it. You know how I was when you first
called.
Right,
right, right. Mm-hmm.
But we'll just have to see if Father lets them get away with it.
Well, nothing. No one can do anything without his say-so.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's what I had to remind myself of. More than once. I had to go over to the Psalms and start reading the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 91.
No, just the ones that, not necessarily 91, there are so many of them that talk about.
Well, no,
that's
one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a standby. I just flipped open to the Psalms and started reading because, you know.
You can't read anything, right?
Mm.
There's a lot of, I mean, the Psalms and they pretty much comfort you anyhow. I mean, wherever you open up in that book, it just, it comforts you.
But yeah, I was scared this morning. Or was that this afternoon? That was this afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, this afternoon.
So you had something on your mind.
Is that an understatement?
No, I really wasn't being facetious on purpose, Ron, honest.
No, I know. It's just you and I have a pretty open relationship, so I'm not offending, but I'm just being funny. Yeah, I kind of just want to tell the listeners, you know, that have been, you know, listening to me for a long time. You know, I've been dealing with some things and personal things in my life, and you know, sometimes we just need a break, and I understand, you know, I need to be on radio because, you know, we're on limited time and stuff like that, but if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, then I can't do radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we need to get you where you need to be all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I but you know what? The clouds are clearing, and you know, and you know, I'm going on with my life. A new chapter is opening, and you know, I'm just not gonna walk by and see the blessings that the Lord has given me in my life. Just, you know, I'm not just gonna like stare at them, and you know, I have to, you know, rejoice in them and
you still there? Oh, no, she's dropped. So, yes, I think it's very important that we all have to learn how to rejoice in what Father blesses us with and try not to, try very hard not to focus on the negative stuff in our lives. Hi, Roz.
Well, my flesh got in the way today. And I'm only going to be here for a season. I'm not letting this draw out anymore. I think my season's up today.
Well, that's good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, everybody's going through something, and you know, if you have something that you need to talk about and get it out, and you know, this is a good place to do it. You know, we're all human, and nobody, and people have listened to me. They know I don't hold any punches, man. I don't, you know. I've had to deal with some interesting issues these last couple of months, and even learned about myself, and still learning about myself, and how my flesh interferes and things. And
well, I think that happens to all of us, and I think there has been quite a bit of prophecy lately about Father calling the sheep and the goats and putting us all through a time of testing. I know on Glenda, is that her name, from Wings of Prophecy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she just did a show on how a lot of people have been contacting her about they haven't felt the presence of the Lord like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Even insofar as not feeling convicted when they step out of line. So it's a time of testing, I think, for the body. I really believe that. And he's going to call out the goats, and we just don't want to be goats.
Yeah,
there's
an intensity there with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I passed or failed today. I know this morning I was failing, so... But as the day progressed on, I was understanding things. And, you know, that's why we have the fruits of the Spirit, because I mean, we need to, like, get them down. Because that's very important. They're very important. to how we react to things and how we're going to react to, you know, what's coming and stuff like that. I mean, there's
especially if they're going to be sending SWAT teams to our homes, you know?
Yeah,
what does that need to be told? To get out of the way. You don't want to be home today type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what I thought of when I heard about that was, you know, they're expecting it. They want to get all the guns away from people in 40 days. I'm thinking, I hope they don't hurt my cats, you know?
How are they supposed to pull that off?
They went through the math. Something like there's 3 million gun owners. They have so many troops. They can hit 2 to 3 homes a day with so many troops. It was just mind-boggling.
When are they supposed to do this?
I don't know what the trigger is going to be. Evidently, the powers that be are not, there are some things outside of their control. And they're not getting along in Syria as quickly as they had hoped. So, you know, there were, at the beginning of this Middle East war stuff, there were 7 countries that did not have central banks. So they had to go in and cause trouble and get banks in there because that's who's behind it all.
Right.
So, and it's just not going as quickly. I mean, and I don't know what they're going to do about Iceland, because Iceland just plain kicked the bankers out, put some of them in jail, and sent bounty hunters into the world to get them. And another thing today, I know you're without the computer right now. I posted it on my Facebook. There are actually petitions circulating in the UK and here to put bankers in jail.
Yeah, I think I saw that you put it on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. Little, you know, too late. Too little, too late, but.
Wow.
And now after listening to the Hagman Report, I don't know if I want to sign the petition. I hate it when I'm a coward. I have to kick my own self in the butt. Get my shoes down, put my boots on the cats or something, you know, and give me a swift kick in the behind.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. Who would do it? Sadie would do it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting how it's just, you know, there's a song that Casting Crowns came out with a while ago, and it's called Slow Fade. And that's exactly what it is with everything. It's a slow fade for everything. Things just don't happen overnight. It's slow.
You swallow some air with supper. One thing I've been wondering lately is that we got all this stuff going on. You know, we got Nibiru coming in whenever. We got CERN going on. You know, and we've got people. You know, people trying to open those gates to let the fallen through. And then we've got the Middle East going on. And I think it's so much has to happen, you know, before it all comes down, you know, before Wormwood. And I'm thinking Nibiru is Wormwood. I'm wondering if it's not going to all happen at once. Like World War III.
Yeah, no, wouldn't that be interesting?
I mean, that would be a mess. It certainly would have people quivering for fear. Men, what's that scripture that says the men's heart failing them for fear. I mean, that would be, but that's what I've been trying to figure out lately, is if it's not going to just all happen at once. You've got to really read Daniel Holding's book. That is an awesome book.
I'll get a hold of it. But tomorrow we have Doug Woodward coming on.
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I'd like to get my hands on that book. Of course, you can't read Doug Woodward's book in a day or two with any semblance of sanity, because he just has it so jam-packed with facts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and history and science and, you know, and then scripture and connecting the dots, and it's just got to take small bites with that one.
Not only that, I have read Decoding Doomsday more than once. And
yeah, I haven't read that.
Power Quest, America's Obsession with the Paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because he really goes back into history, which is really cool, actually, because then you're getting the information and he gives you the references, the resources where he gets it from.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's actually kind of cool to see, you know, from where this all spawned from, you know, so I like that.
Well, I listened to his interview with Derek Gilbert on View from the
mm-hmm.
Bunker. And this is a book two, Our Quest book two. And they didn't even get to cover, he only does an hour interview, but they didn't even cover an inch of what they wanted to cover in the interview. That book is so jam-packed, and there's just so much history and, you know, stuff in it.
Well, when I bring Doug on, it's usually, because we were talking the other day, and, I mean, we just started going off in this totally different direction, and, you know, I don't ever set any guidelines for the show, and wherever the Lord wants to take it, that's where it goes. Just to start off at Decoding Doomsday and just go into his other books, and the one before that, it's just, I mean, you need more than 2 hours. There's just so much information, like you were saying. I mean,
and it's things that, I don't know about you, but for some reason, when I was growing up and going to school and learning history and ancient history, and I was going to church, they were like two different timelines in my head.
I know, right?
And it was like, just one day, Bobby just crashed them together on me, you know? And it was like, wow, you know, I'm dizzy.
I totally rejected what the school was pushing on me. Oh, let's see. Let's look at such and such and such AD. We were this little speck in the water. Then we became this tadpole-looking thing. And then we grew these two limbs and started walking on land. I'm like, what? What fairy tale?
See, they had started teaching that when I went to school. And they really didn't touch on it too much.
Well,
they're
like pro-Magnet Man, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They talk about caveman. But,
we are the monkey's cousin. Really? I'll start throwing poo at everyone.
Food?
Poo.
Oh, poo. Okay, I was going to say, the orangutan.
Well, yeah,
because
that's what
poo.
The chimps do when they get really mad. They throw poo at you.
Yeah, and they say animals can't communicate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they communicate. Everybody knows what that is.
Yep. Whereas Steve Quayle would say, Bravo Sierra.
I was just, you know, and then they want you, to, and then you're reading it here in the you know, and the Lord's telling you that this is how he created man, and man came from, you know, we're dirt, you know, and you know, that's funny that I say that, because I've been thinking, Sue Bradley and I had a conversation about that. You know, we are that's what we are. We're minerals.
Yep.
And you know, it's good for us to, you know, because if we don't you know, till the ground and turn it around and turn it over and you know, plant where we should, you know, where we're supposed to and everything, that you keep the ground right. Well, the plants, the ground's going to die and the plants aren't going to grow anymore, right? Well, if we don't do that with our bodies, if we don't take care of our bodies and replenish them and make sure that the minerals go back in our, we will die.
Well, that's why a lot of us are sick, because they've depleted the soil of most of our minerals between
the
chemtrails.
But do you understand the, right, but do you understand the logic, though?
Yeah, Father is nothing if not logical.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're, it like all came together in my head. Not today, but I'm just saying it, you know, when I first started learning, you know, and stuff like that, I learn all the time, but, you know, it's like the judicial system. I mean, he's got courts, too. I mean, he totally understands about all that. He's a judge. But he also knows about how to take care of the land and stuff like that. Well, we are the land. So, you know, and that, and it shows us how we need to take care of ourselves and do things right. And it's just interesting, that's all. I don't know where I'm going with this, but. It's just interesting.
What you're saying is we basically have to till our bodies as we till the soil. That is the same mineral, the same concept.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hi, Chopper. How are you tonight? So, was there anything specific you wanted to rant? You know what I put in the description of the show?
What, yeah?
Rozzy rant.
Rant about anything. That's pretty much what it is. You know, I just... I've been going through some stuff and learning some stuff, too, at the same time. And and now having to apply it. You know, it's been, today has just been very interesting. Now, I have never experienced the things that I've experienced. But see, I didn't know the whole picture until now. I would have never known. You know what I mean? I would have never known the whole picture until I was out of the picture. Does that make sense?
You mean in the stuff you're learning that you just went through?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to see the whole picture when you're in the middle of it. That's why speaking with fellow believers and people who love you and know you helps you, because it's easier for them to see it.
Right. And the thing of it is I was being shown nuggets here and there. Do you understand what I'm saying? He wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord
here
wasn't
little,
keeping
little.
It from me, huh?
Here a little, there a little. That's how we learn.
Exactly, but he was showing it to me and two other people, because he showed her. Somebody told her that she would marry somebody with a house out of white picket fence and kind of military, okay? And
mm-hmm.
then my spiritual mother tells me this. So there's three people here involved in this. Do you understand? But you don't see it then. you won't see it until, and then how many years later is this now? So, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't want to get fleshly. And this thorn I've had in my side, that's what it felt like up until this afternoon. Because, I mean, I was like, it was just right in my side. I mean, it was just like, come on. And I just could not shake it.
Every time you started getting up, it's like that thorn would come in and drag you back down. It was very frustrating to watch as well, you know? Because you're saying, oh, don't pay any attention to it. Well, that's easy for the person that's not emotionally involved to say, you know?
Well, sure. Exactly. And when you find out, I mean, what I learned today was the gist of, was the end of story to all that. And that's what I needed to conclude it. And it was, you know what I mean?
Well, it only took 10 years, right? Was it 10 years?
That's why I said it's a slow fade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, now I just got to deal with it. You deal with him with my child. I don't have to deal with him on a personal level anymore. I'm done. I'm just so done. You know, and it's just, you know, you guys, I, you know, went through a divorce and, you know, there's a small amount of people that allowed to know what was going on with me. And, I mean, just like the whole story and,
you know, you're not the only one in the world that has been through this.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying.
When it's you, it's different.
Huh?
When it's you, it's different.
Wait. Yeah, I know.
When it is. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Because you feel alone, and you feel like you have nowhere to go. You can't turn anywhere. You know, you just can't.
And meanwhile, you've got all these people reaching out to help you.
Even when you have people reaching out and I want to help you, it's like you, well, I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself.
They couldn't possibly understand.
What's that?
It's like they couldn't possibly understand what you're going through.
That's exactly it. You don't feel that way. You don't feel like anybody's understanding you, except, you know, the Lord will understand you. You know, he's there for you. He'll never even judge you, and he won't judge him either. No, that's not what I meant to say. He's there for you, for both of you, if you want him.
Right.
And I went through a struggle with my flesh because I was thinking about how I was feeling. And all I had to do was just pick up the book and he was there to share what was going on with me. And sometimes you just feel like, you know, even the Lord doesn't understand. And you just want to deal with it on your own. And there's a lot of, you know, complications with your health because when you start feeling that way and, you know, you just can't do it. You gotta make him a part of your life. And your flesh is like, no, 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 you do this on your own. We'll figure this out. And you're like, no, 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 you know, I can't. You're going through this. You're going through a battle with your flesh. You're going through a battle with your mind. You know, and it's like everybody's at war and you're in the middle and you're like, shut up. You just want everybody to just shut up. And you get so frustrated because you are here. It's like you're this speck and you've got this war going on around you. And you just, you're like, where's the silence? You know, this isn't the worst thing in the world that could happen to somebody. But I'll tell you what, when you're in it, it sure feels that way.
Oh, it does. It does. And I think a lot of times we forget, you know, Father is a divorcee as well. He went through it with Israel. Remember?
Yeah.
He divorced Israel. because she was messing around.
Yeah, messing around
with
on him.
Guy. Yep.
With other gods, yeah. Well, yeah, he does understand, that's for sure. But I just everything just kind of came into perspective today.
That's good, I'm glad.
How things have been going on, and, you know, and now that I know I'm not the villain here, and I feel sorry for him because he sees that he's just the perfect one. He's done nothing. He's you know he didn't he you know it's, I don't know.
And I'm sure he's got people telling him that too.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Well, you know, hey, you know, it's funny because I got people telling me what I don't want to hear. That's the kind of people that I surround myself with, and you know how mad I get sometimes. And I,
oh,
and
me,
I
don't know anything.
Huh?
And not me. I don't know anything.
Oh, baloney. So, and even though I get mad, I still listen because I know it's the best thing for me. I would not rather have people in my corner telling me, "It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong." Yeah, you know, it's like, Roz, you screwed up, man. You didn't, you know, it takes two people, but this is what you've done. You know, this is what you did, you know, and this is what, you know, you can't happen again and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we all screw up. We're all, but he just, what tears me up is that he just walks right to, he makes you, it's a deception. And you feel sorry for him because he doesn't see it, you know? You want somebody to see it, and that's what I was trying to tell him. We were there, and I know I said this to you before, but I'll tell you what. You know, he traveled a lot because of what he did for his job, and sometimes he wasn't even in the country. I mean, he was gone. Could be gone for 30 days at a shot, you know? And you can't have a marriage and have a job, and you can't have a marriage and not be at home. I mean, don't get married if you don't want to stay, if you can't commit yourself totally to the Lord, to have him as the head of your household, okay? And then you sit down and you pray and read the word with your children, you know, and you have your guard up in your household, because I'll tell you what, Satan is standing right outside your door, just waiting for you to screw up. And you know what?
He is.
You might as well just stand at your door and say, have at him, devour him. Because that's what men do. That's what I don't think men understand, that there's things that go on the physical and there's things that go on the spiritual. And they need to realize that. And, you know, us women, too, we need to do the same, because a marriage is a partnership. You know, it's 50-50. And, you know,
It's 100-100. It's not 50-50. It's 100-100.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. It's a shared responsibility. It's a shared thing. You know, two people, they're in love and they're committed, and you know, this brings to light the relationship with the Lord too, because if you cannot be committed to him and fully to him, you can't go cheating over here. There's a lot of things that have just, I've learned, you know, and I've seen, and I might have not noticed before. I might have overlooked. I mean, I'm sure I got some of it, but maybe my mind was, you know, too busy over here in left field. And that's one of the reasons why I left for a while, because you can't, you got to have balance. And with everything in your life, you've got to have balance. And your relationship with him, you have to have balance. It's hard, and it's something you got to really work at. It's not just like, you know, you're going through a drive-through prayer, you know, at McDonald's or something. You have to have that balance. And anyway, getting back to the whole marriage thing, you know, he might as well just, like I said, just stood there at the door and just said, here, have at him. I'm not going to be home. I'm leaving them here with you now. That's what you do. When you just leave your family.
Well, you know what happened? I was married to a submariner the first time. And he went out to sea for 6 months at a time. So what you do is you don't maybe physically cheat, but you start getting your needs met elsewhere, or you start, you know, your emotional needs, your intellectual needs, because they're not there to you know, communicate with you. We would get 20 mailgrams for the 6 month period that he was gone. So you can't communicate. And it's like you're married, but you're not, because you're still alone.
Well, the thing of it is if you have to go off to something like that, you can still do it as long as you obey you, as long as you're right and you're walking the right with the Lord. You can still go, but you have to make him the head of your household. Your wife has to keep doing the things, you know, even though you're not home, still reading, still praying in the house, you know, and for him to go around and bless the house, you know, with olive oil, you know, and pray over the doors and the windows and everything else, and you know, that they can all pray together as a family and know, you know what, I have to go away, but Lord, you are the head of this house, and I am the, you know, I am her husband, blah, blah, blah. And it is possible, but if they're not in the line, you know, with him, and look, I was off doing my ministry and he could have cared less. He didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't want anything to do with what I had to say. He didn't support my radio show. He didn't do anything. Not a thing. Except tear me down. And it
wears on you. It really does to not have.
Yeah,
that
and
happen.
It was. I was doing these radio shows, and man, I was just pounding them out one after the other.
You there? Did she drop again? Did I drop? Chopper, can you still hear me? Okay, so Roz has dropped, but she's showing on the studio thingy. Her phone drops a lot. So this is basically a show to let people know that she's back and why she was away for so long and what she was going through, and it's a lot to go through. It's definitely, and I do think that the body of Christ is going through a lot of stuff. All of us on an individual basis are going through our own testings right now. So And I think as a whole, I think you're new to the show. Yeah. She used to do shows all the time, and then she didn't for several months. And everybody kept asking her when she was coming back, and she didn't share with everybody, of course, that she was going through a battle of her own. But I think as a whole, we have to learn how to reach out to each other when we're in the middle of the battle, you know? I think we need to learn how to be there for each other better. Oh, now the studio says she's dropped. 3 days later. Yeah. But, yeah, and tomorrow night we're having Doug Woodward on. He's an excellent author, and we're going to be lining up Augusto Perez. Is there anything specific you feel like talking about tonight? I feel guilty that there's dead air. I know she'll call back in. I know some hard times are coming up for Christians specifically. I mean, we're told in the book of Revelations that, the enemy is going to come against us hard and strong. And we need to learn to support each other. Because on an individual basis, I don't think we can make it. Especially when they start chopping the heads off. God's kingdom is at hand, yes. Have you heard anything about Planet X, that Nibiru? I'd love to hear someone else's thoughts on that. I'm thinking that's Wormwood, and some people are saying it's coming August and September, and it just feels too early to me for Wormwood. Yes, I am looking forward to that. There have been a lot of people having dreams and visions. I call that the pickling. I'll be thoroughly pickled in the Holy Spirit in that latter rain. Wormwood in the book of Revelations, where they say bitterness will drop into the, I can't remember if it says seas or oceans, which also means bitterness, Wormwood, the word itself.
Hello.
Hello, Roz.
Sorry, I was having trouble with my phone.
Yes, evidently. Yes,
sorry,
we have
that.
To seek the Holy Spirit. I've been seeking wisdom on that, and we were talking earlier, Chopper, that all this stuff may very well happen all at once. Because, you know, Isaiah 24, it says there's going to be a pole shift. You know, the whole shaking everything.
Yeah.
And, we've got the World War III's got to happen in the Middle East, and that's heating up, and we got America pretty much going down the toilet. Yes, we have to cast out all fear with the Spirit. I had to work on that today. It's not good to be fearful, because after all that stuff, he comes back. And that's what we're looking forward to. So, Roz.
What?
Yes, he will. Father will take care of his own. But when sometimes when you hear all that stuff that's going on, the flesh starts panicking, and you got to tamp it down with the spirit. That's what
I had to do today.
That's what. I wish your computer were working, Roz. Yes, we do.
Why is somebody saying something? Or
yes, Chopper, our one person in the chat room. I had to talk to somebody while you were gone.
Oh.
I can only do a soliloquy for so long. I'm glad Chopper is there for me to talk with. So did you want to finish your point, Roz? Or did
you lose your
one.
Point?
You don't have one.
I don't know. I just think I don't know.
So the main thing you wanted, because we know people, our regular listeners are going to download this show. The main thing you want them to know is fill in the blank.
I get that. I'm trying to.
Okay. Chopper, when it's good, it's all good. But when it starts going bad, oh my goodness, it's hard to get through.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I really don't know what to say. I'm, you know, I just, you got to listen to him, the father, you got to listen to him.
Plus, you've been worried about your child.
Yeah.
And how your child is dealing with all that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he married his brother's widow. His brother died in 94 cancer, and she ended up remarrying, but she just went through a divorce. And my divorce is actually final Friday, and he married her on Monday. So, wow.
It's the emotional turmoil involved.
Well, yeah.
Chopper's been married for 35 years. Yay. That's great. I like that.
Amen. It's and now, you know, and my son grew up calling her aunt, and now, you know, he's like, you know, Daddy married Aunt so-and-so now, and I'm thinking, now what? Thing he said to me a couple of months ago was, well, you know, in the Old Testament, when the brother died, the other brother stepped up and married the wife. And I'm like, did you just read this one section, or did you read the whole thing?
You gotta love it when they pick and choose, huh?
Well, sure. So, I mean, you know, it's.
And that was so that the line could continue on.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. I was explaining that to someone tonight. I said that's so that the line can continue on. So that she's not, you know, marrying some other guy with some other last name. You know what I mean? And here we are with this boy. But if she marries the brother, then the line will continue. But in my case, the line ended because she can't have any more, and I, you know, gave him a son. So... I mean, I birthed him a son, so, I mean, you know. But that's beside the point. That's what he threw up in my face for that.
But that's part of what you've been dealing with is concern for the kid on how he was emotionally coping. Because for a while
exactly.
He was. And kids do cope, but while they're going through it, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
I just been just really ticked off about the whole thing, and you know, I was legally married to him up until last Friday, and Monday he gets married. But according to him, a year and a half ago, you know, he was over me. Well, what in the world? Why did you just tell me you wanted a divorce? I know why. Because you'd rather see me burn by telling you I want a divorce, and you don't, and you get away scot-free.
Yeah, there are people who think divorce is the unforgivable sin, but it's not.
For crying out loud already. Boy, I don't want to look stupid. I'll drive her into the ground, so therefore she comes back to me and you know what I mean? And then when I found out what I found out today, I'm just like, whatever. You might be full, you know, it must take a lot of energy to make yourself out to be a saint. Seriously. You got to probably take a lot of those 5-hour energy drinks.
My stepdaughter, my foster daughter, Tien, her husband does the same thing. She's the demon, he's the saint. And then drives her crazy and then accuses her of being crazy. So there's just some personality types like that. I mean, I wouldn't want to live like that myself, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, Augusto did an interview with Rick Wiles today. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Augusto, you said?
Augusto.
Yeah, I got to call him.
I know he has some things he wants to get out and share with people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
And like I know Father is working a lot in believers' lives as far as the refining fire, so to speak. I mean, we're all being tested, I think, in some way or another. And we have to draw closer to him, and we've got to get rid of the dross. And you only do that with intense heat.
Yeah.
So I'd say you've had some intense heat.
Wow, that's an understatement. I wouldn't even say intense. Oh, you mean like weather? Or you?
No.
Oh, yeah, that. No, I get it. Whatever.
Yeah, the weather has been hot.
No, I'm not trying to be smart or anything. I'm just saying.
You know, Steve Quayle was saying how, I think it was Steve Quayle, with the chemtrails and everything, they're doing that so that they can use the tarp and the DARPA stuff.
Yeah.
So that they're doing the weather war thing.
Yeah.
And all these, this drought, Steve thinks is man-made. But I think a lot of it is the judgment.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Okay, Chopper, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night when we interview Doug. And Chopper says, I will pray for you. That's all I can do. I'm out of here. Remember this. You have to forgive no matter how hard it is.
I forgive him. I just, I'm angry. And for a season, I can be.
I think you get a week of mourning. I think it is both with the heat. Oh, okay, Chuck. Yeah, it could be allowing them to use the weather wars because Father is ultimately in control, so he could be allowing it as part of the judgment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in Deuteronomy. It says you're allowed a week of mourning.
Well, I took too many. I need to quit this. It's just one thing was popping up after the other.
I know. You think you got it under control, and then they poke you again. It's like you've been poked in the eye all the time. You're almost over it, and then they scratch it all up again. We can pray against the drought. Can we pray against Father's judgment?
I don't know.
I've been praying for mercy. It's like I just found out you can rebuke the chemtrails. I had never even thought about doing that.
Oh, yeah. Who said that to me? Bill Bean, I think he's the one who said that to me.
And pray against the bad storms.
I don't know.
And that's why I like having other people to speak with because something I
gee,
just
thanks
don't
a lot, Dorothy.
Huh?
I said, gee, thanks a lot.
I mean, I just don't think of some things, you know?
I don't think of them either.
Oh, so it doesn't come on us. And Chopper does pray against the chemtrails.
Somebody was saying, I think it was Bill Bean I was talking to the other day. He was saying, were they rebuking the chemtrails and they disappeared, like they disappeared.
Well, they did that at the beach. Remember when went to the beach with the grandkids last week?
Yeah.
And I saw chemtrails starting in the sky, and I rebuked them, and they went away. So
yeah, somebody else told me that before you, and I could have swore it was Bill Bean.
But see, Chopper, I had never thought of doing that. I thought it was just something in the natural that we had to deal with. And someone said it, and I said, well, imagine that. You can do that. I've been rebuking a whole lot of other things, too, just in case. It's okay. I know we have power. He's given us power over all scorpions. As something else. And snakes? Snakes and scorpions?
Mm-hmm.
So. So I've just been going on, you know, well, that's not good. I'll rebuke that. And unless it's Father will, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trick in learning about thorns, because that thorn is going to be there, is to recognize them for what they are as they're wounding you.
Yeah, that was a wound. But you know, I'm done with it. I've given it enough of my time. I'm not doing it anymore.
That's what I was thinking, Chopper, about the fact that they are planning to disarm the gun owners in America, and they're planning on actually just flat out killing people. And my initial reaction to that was fear. That's why I had to temper that down today. I had to pray through it. And I had to remind myself that they can make all the plans they want, but Father is in control.
Yeah, that's right.
That's like when you listen to Lindsay Williams. He's a fearful one to listen to. And you have to say, yeah, they can have all these plans, but they're not the ones in charge.
Nope.
So, sometimes I need help remembering that.
Sometimes I just need help. I thought that was funny. You were supposed to laugh.
Oh, I'm reading Chopper, too. Because I pray against storms. When they get to me, they go different directions. You know, I've prayed against storms, and I've had the whole state of Connecticut on the news say they had downed trees and they had no electricity, and I'm sitting here fat and sassy. You know, so I know that works. That sassy, that's an old figure of speech, isn't it? I'm showing my age. Uh-oh, the chat says it's reconnecting server. I don't know what that means.
Well, we should just kind of wrap this up anyhow.
Okay.
You know, we'll be talking soon here, and everybody, you know, it's just been nice, just you know, on the show and talking and just kind of letting everybody know what's been going on.
And that you're back, the girl is back.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yep. For sure.
Dogwood were tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That ought to be a very interesting interview.
Yeah, it will be.
I wonder if Roz will let me get a word in edgewise tomorrow.
Why wouldn't I?
Because when you and Doug get talking, it's like when Larry and Klaus get talking. And no room for anybody else.
What's that?
There's no room for anybody else.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy.
That's okay. It turns out it's a good interview. So, you know, it's like when Larry and Klaus get together, it's like Larry ends up asking everything I want to ask anyway, so.
Right. Yeah, I enjoy having Larry on. I like talking about all those Twilight Zone movies.
Oh, Dolores just got up and her bandage is slipping.
All right, well, let's just wrap this up.
Okay, well, thank you, Chopper, for coming by and guest. Oh, who is that? Doug Woodward is an author. He has written Decoding Doomsday, Power Quest, America's Obsession with
Obsession
the Occult.
With the Paranormal.
With the Paranormal.
Yeah.
And
now he's got his second book, his continuation book due.
Oh, Chopper logged out. I think he got kicked. But anyway, Doug will be a good interview.
Yeah, I've had Doug on in past shows, so he's awesome. He's a good friend of mine.
She's great. But anyway, thank you everybody for coming by, and those of you who are listening in the archives, you know, this is just kind of a, you know, a show to try to get, you know, to come, you know, my show to just been going through a lot of stuff, and, you know, had to take care of myself and my little one before I could get back on again. So I just want to thank Dorothy for being there for me as well, because she's definitely been there for me for a lot of things and helped me with the support. And I thank everyone else out there that has helped and support. I've been there. Just
oh, I know everyone's been pregnant for you. So
yeah. So at any rate, so catch us tomorrow, and God bless, and be safe out there.
Father bless everybody. Good night.
Good night.